behind-the-scenes drama, I want to let you know that you can listen to Song of the Day. We do it early in the morning, so maybe you don't even hear it. We do it at 6:55, 5:55 Central, and we pick out a song. We think, man, this is a great song for that category. Every Thursday, it's a Throwback Thursday, but I won't say the songs, but Live the Web Girl is dead to me. So is Porkchop. Mackenzie, it's just you and I that are getting along right now.
Everyone has been beefing behind the scenes here.
He's just, Joe is such a like sore loser with things. It's like if it doesn't go his way, he's like, what? What?
No, not true. I picked out a song and then it's like, well, Liv already picked out that song. No, she did it. Either way, you'll find out what the song is that we are fighting over tomorrow morning if you get up at the butt crack of dawn, 6:55, 5:55 Central here on Joe McKenzie.
And I'm always like, come on, everybody, let's just get along.
I'm going to pick a song nobody's heard of.
No one's going to fight me for my selection.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Things men do that they think are okay, but are actually kind of creepy. I got a list of things that I saw on Reddit, and I will share those, but then I want to get to your phone calls, 833-563-2539. Ladies, if you could think of this almost like a PSA, you can help dudes out. Maybe we don't, first of all, realize we're creepy, or we're not creepy, but we thought we might do this. Like, no, 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 no. Listen, buddy, do not do that. Here's what I found. Asking a woman, hey, where's my hug? You ever have a guy like, be like, oh, come on, give me a hug. Like, where's the hug?
I mean, it depends what guy it is.
So wait a minute. You're saying if it's a good-looking guy, that's not creepy?
No, I mean, if it's my friend.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm asking.
And he's hot.
Okay, see, that's not fair, because then that means, like, if I'm a decent-looking dude, I'm a creep. If I'm, like, John Stamos, you're like,
no, I'm
hug
just
me,
saying,
daddy.
Here's my deal. Some people have certain vibes, certain energy that can pull things off that other people can't. That's
I've
all
done
I'm
it.
Saying.
I've done it. I've been like, where's my hug?
Yeah. I don't like when people do it.
Really? Like, if I'm kind of flirting with someone and they do that, I like that, obviously.
I mean, if I want to hug them, then that's different, which I probably will hug them then. But, like, no.
How about, can I get a
majority,
hug?
For the majority of the time, can I get a hug or where's my hug? I'm just not vibing.
But I feel like the people that say that to me, I mean, they're, like, kidding and they know, like,
hey,
getting a hug.
Where's the kiss, Mackenzie? No, come on. Like, where's the makeup?
You're right. Like, I don't want weirdos saying that to me.
All right. 833-563-2539. I'll admit that I did this one. You guys can judge, but listen, I'm at least being honest, so I can at least stand by that.
I love when you send out the disclaimer because I know this is going to be good.
This is something I saw in there, and I've done this before, but I was drunk and I was really trying to get with this girl when I was single. Moving a woman's clothing to get a better look at her tattoo. I have done that before.
Ew.
No. That is so creepy.
That's not okay. You can't touch her and move her clothing.
No, okay. I didn't pull her shirt off of her. But if I...
Well, I would hope not, because that would be probably sexual harassment / assault.
You would go to jail.
Feminist alert. Feminist alert.
You can't just go and rip people's shirts off,
I know.
Joe.
He's like, I didn't rip her shirt off. Well, obviously,
then
we hope
you,
not.
Would you get the tattoo for? Don't you want people to see it?
Hey, good
not,
point.
What
who are you?
Not always. Yeah, like if I want you to see it, then I'll make it visible to you.
Or
but
maybe
if
it's
I don't,
alluring. We want a little tease. Maybe you see it through something. And
you were teasing me, and I
ew!
Wanted to see.
Ew, if a guy ever moved any sort of piece of my article of clothing, I don't care if it is my sleeve. Bye. Absolutely not. That is so creepy.
Katie, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and Mackenzie. What do you want to add to this list? It's things that men do that they think are okay, but to most women, they're probably creepy.
Telling a single mother that they want to meet their child or be in their child's life.
Oh, I think that's sweet.
Not on the first date. Yeah, this is the guy that has a boyfriend after 1 week.
That's so deep, though.
Did that happen to you, Katie, where a guy said that?
Multiple times. I mean, I had to step back and punt on that one.
I can't wait to have kids.
Okay.
No, that's a big rule with me. Obviously, before Lucy's met no one. Well, I haven't had, really, but that's going to be a big thing. You have to know it's like the real, I mean, because they're so impressionable at that age and it's going to be a big, big deal.
So does she know though, like if you're going out on a date with someone or like you're flying somewhere to like see someone or like you happen to run into it, does she know?
Yeah,
or
I mean, once in a while, just light, like they're friends.
Yeah, like I ran into my friend or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is where I'm wondering. Here, I think I would agree that this is something you shouldn't do, but I feel like there's sometimes where like a woman almost wishes a man would. That's why I'm asking. They say it's really creepy. Guys might think it's okay sometimes, but it's creepy to casually touch a woman's thigh or leg or maybe her back while talking to her. For example, not getting political, but you know who does
you
this
should
a
see
lot?
Liz's
Hold on, no.
Face.
But you know who does this a lot? I'm not getting political, but he gets a lot of crap for it, is former Vice President Joe Biden.
Now, I don't think...
But that's an example of a man that does stuff like that. He always touches people's backs. I don't think it's wrong, but I don't think he's going in for that angle.
I think back and thigh are totally different. Oh my goodness.
That's
I
true.
Never think it is okay for a man who is not your boyfriend or like who is not like one of your best friends just tapping you like, oh, hey, their hand should not be on your upper thigh. Absolutely
no,
not. That is
legs.
A not okay
and
zone.
And that's happened to me. Like I've been at a business
Same,
meeting
yeah.
and a guy was like, put his hand on my leg like, oh, Mackenzie. And I was like, I looked down like, what are you doing? Like
right.
that's not okay. And then I have had a guy do a back pat. Which is different than a back rubby rub.
Yeah,
that
I think,
is creepy.
Well, what's the difference? Please clarify for us.
No, I think if someone is, now say that I'm talking to my boss, and he touches my back because we're in a loud room or something, or we're in a loud party or
he's
work
like, hey.
Party, staff meeting, and he touches my back, and he's like, oh, hey, wait, what did you want to tell me? Whatever it is. So, like, you kind of touch your back and kind of, like, lean in so you can hear each other.
It's different
That's
than
not
a rub.
Creepy. But a guy coming back. Up, just standing next to you and, like, rubbing your back? Absolutely
so
not. Absolutely not.
Poor Chad's, like, looking disappointed by hearing this. He's like, oh, no.
Yeah, give me a break. It's
I mean, poor Chop could do any of this stuff to me, and it just wouldn't faze me, but I've already seen him naked.
Yes,
so.
Everyone in this room has. It's so weird to me when guys, like, rev their cars when you're at a stop sign or a stoplight. I think that's so stupid.
Yeah.
And then they stare at you and, like, mouth something as if you're going to really roll down your window and be like, give me your number,
yes.
baby.
Like,
yeah.
what's the end game there? I am sorry,
yeah,
but like, what is your end game? You think I am going to hear your engine and then all of a sudden get like flutters in my stomach and be like, wow, that's the one.
Let's wrap things up with Dez. See, we're learning a lot. Dez, what did you want to say? These are things that men do that they think are okay, but to ladies, they're kind of creeped out.
Well, I feel like that if a guy says that he loves you and he doesn't really know you, then that kind of creeps me out. Actually, it creeps me out a lot.
How often are you getting dudes telling you that they love you?
Not often because I do have a boyfriend, but when I didn't, I would get guys to do that.
How long did Porkchop know you when he told you that he loved you?
He's a serial I love you. I think it's cute but sometimes it's cute. Like I have guys like, when are we getting married? Those type of things, which can be cute.
I accidentally told a girl like really early on that I loved her, but that's after we were really intimate.
You were the one?
Ooh.
Did she say it back or did she give you
No.
Thank you.
Like, she gave me a special kiss and I was like, I love you. And yeah, it was over.
Ooh, I haven't even done
you
that.
You are cringing out, intern Chloe. I'm sorry, Chloe.
It's
are you
cool.
okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just think this is really funny.
Do you love Joe?
No.
So awkward.
All right, well, guess whose internship ends today?
You're not her boss.
Yeah, I am, and you're going back to Britain.
No!
See you later, sister. It's Joe McKenzie. We'll find out what's happening in the tea, and we'll look for a new intern next. It is Joan McKenzie here. Do you love me or not, Chloe?
I like you a lot, Joe.
Oh, she's so
Chloe
sweet.
Chloe knows healthy boundaries.
Yes.
Good job.
No,
Chloe, money is amazing,
that's
and
British,
she's going to stay over here by us.
It's British for I love you. When
no,
they say,
it's
I
not.
Like you a lot.
I like
no,
you a
it's
lot.
Not. It's
I
her,
like...
being, her, it's her wanting to say no and feeling bad and saying
well, hold
I
on, hold on.
We've all seen Love Actually.
Here's the test. Do you love Mackenzie?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes, yes, yes.
What's coming up in
I
the tea?
I love you, Chloe Money.